This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The fall deer permit deadline is drawing near. Crappie fishing and turkey hunting is in full swing, and mushroomers are certainly finding success this year. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to the WSMI Outdoors program. And if you're a turkey hunter, you know that weather is certainly playing a role in your hunting success. Still, hunters that are going out in between the showers are finding some success. Success rates are running a bit behind last year, but so is the weather conditions, certainly different than last year. Crappie fishermen, same story. If you can get out between the showers, you can find some pretty good success. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But right now, we do have a deer permit deadline drawing very near. Applications for the first resident firearm and muzzle-loading deer hunting permit lottery will be accepted through April 29th, very soon now. Single either-sex archery, resident and non-resident landowner, tenant, property-only deer hunting applications are also being accepted. And hunters who had permits last year have automatically been mailed applications this year unless they have changed addresses. Blank applications are also available on the DNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. You can also apply electronically on that same site, and applications can be filled out on the website. Applicants are charged a small convenience fee of $1.49. Also, if you're interested in applying, there's been a lot of big fish caught lately. They are offering a number of fishing awards again this year, the DNR is. The Department of Natural Resources, again, offering special angling awards for outstanding catches in various categories, including a state record, big fish, and catch and release awards. A state record award is available to anglers catching a fish that equals or exceeds the weight of the current state record for a species. Now, successful applicants will receive a state record patch and engraved wall plate and certificate. The big fish patch and certificate are awarded to anglers who catch and keep fish which equal or exceed the minimum qualifying weight. And a catch and release pin and certificate are awarded to anglers who catch and release fish which each equal or exceed the minimum qualifying length. The requirements for each of these categories are found in the 2011 Illinois Fishing Information Booklet or on the official entry blank. These can be obtained at no charge from fishing license vendors are by phoning 618-462-1181. And with the fall hunting seasons now just months away, experienced and aspiring hunters should make plans now to attend an upcoming hunter safety education class. According to state law, hunters born after January 1, 1980 must show proof they have successfully completed the hunter safety education course provided by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources or produce a previous year's hunting license. Only those persons hunting on land on which they reside are exempt from the requirement. Now, if you'd like a list of upcoming classes or more information about this program, you can call the Safety Education Hotline at 800-832-2599. And keep in mind that we're very near the first full moon in May, which is a big time for bluegill fishermen. Get your gear ready. Despite the muddy waters at some lakes, bluegill fishing should be excellent during the coming weeks, and anglers can expect to find plenty of action and most popular fan fishing hotspots. According to fisheries biologists, bluegill begin nesting in early May and continue well into summer. Locally, the peak of the spawn typically occurs during the first full moon in May and continues through the full moon in June. So we do have some pretty good bluegill fishing ahead of us. And crappie fishing, we'll talk about that a little bit later, right after these messages.
Looking for a good thought for the day? Go to WSMIRadio.com, look near the middle of the page, and find our thought for the day. It's presented by Ralph Marston, known as the Daily Motivator. Whether you're having a good or a bad day, Ralph's thought for the day can help put a smile on your face. You can click on the link to find out more about the Daily Motivator. Go to WSMIRadio.com, scroll to the middle of the page to find your thought for the day.
Okay, we're back, and if you are a crappie fisherman, according to reports, the time is now to grab a bucket of minnows and head to your favorite fishing hole. Crappie action is really, really firing up at lakes and ponds throughout our area, and reports from area bait shops indicate that crappie are now preparing to spawn at many local waters. The smaller male fish are moving in, and the big females will be moving in very quickly. Smaller lakes and ponds are, as you might expect, the first to yield some of these better catches of crappie. Action at the large impoundments like Carlisle, Shelbyville, and Rend is now also underway. Now, anglers at Rend Lake are currently finding good crappie action in the shallow water near brush piles and beaver dams. Most of the better shallow water action is being found in the warmer and shallower waters. Most Rend Lake anglers are also finding good action fishing minnows in about 2 feet of water, as well as along the riprap shorelines. These areas along the bridges have been particularly productive. But crappie are not the only thing going on right now. Catfish are being caught from the bank there at Rend near the Waltonville and Bonney Dams. Anglers are fishing on the bottom with a variety of cut shad or commercial catfish baits. And the bass bite is also turning on. So several things happening at Rend Lake right now. And crappie fishing at Carlisle Lake has been steadily improving since the beginning of April. And the warmer weather of the past few weeks has really turned on the fishing at this sprawling Corps of Engineers impoundment. In fact, the rains, which have muddied the water, are also warming the water. So that's making something good out of something difficult. Action is now rated good with much of the better crappie action coming from the shallow coves. Anglers are using minnows and jigs and fishing in the major coves near Eldon Hazlett and South Shore State Park. Action in the tailwaters below the dam has also been very productive. Minnows fished in the discharge area near the cable have produced some pretty good catches. But the tailwater is also yielding some good action for white bass. It's called rated very good right now. Tube jigs and minnows and curly tails producing some pretty good catches. And catfish are turning on in the river as well. Shad, cut shad, night crawlers are producing some of the better fishing. Also, some of the commercial cheese baits are working very well right now, and the sauger bite has finally turned on. So there's lots of things happening in the Carlisle tailwater. In the main lake, besides some very good crappie action, we're seeing good catfish action as well, with cheese baits continuing to produce fish here. The white bass have just not turned on yet, so action there is a bit slow, but that will improve as time goes on as well. And like Carlisle, Lake Shelbyville's crappie fishing is just beginning to heat up. Anglers are using minnows and jigs and fishing anywhere from 5 to 20 foot deep. The Lake Shelbyville hotspots include the flooded timber near Wilburn Creek and the major coves at Lithia Springs, Eagle Creek, and Wolf Creek. The action in Lake Shelbyville is expected to reach its peak, that is crappie action anyway, within the next few weeks. And surface water temperatures are now ideal for these fish to be moving in. Anglers are also catching some catfish at Shelbyville, fishing the coves with wood primarily, with a variety of live baits like night crawlers, minnows, even some leeches. And we're also seeing some pretty good bass action, too. The bass bite is turning on. Even at Mark Twain Lake in northeast Missouri, is showing signs of crappie action, and that's a good sign. Many of our local city-owned lakes are yielding good crappie fishing as well. The new city lake at Glisby has been a crappie hotspot in recent weeks. Crappie action at area waters like Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Litchfield's Lake Lou Yeager are gaining momentum almost daily. And if you want to head out, anglers heading to Kentucky and Barclay Lakes are also enjoying excellent fishing success. Numerous catches of quality crappie have been reported from these waters, and I think we got plenty of good crappie fishing ahead of us. The bite will continue well into the early June, so now is the time, as we said earlier, to grab your bucket of minnows or your favorite crappie jigs and head to these waters. That pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time, and until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.